This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, May 22nd, 2020. I'm Caleb Brown. In Italy, the coronavirus outbreak hit especially hard, so naturally the government attempted to control the price of face masks with predictable results. Cato adjunct scholar Alberto Mingardi wrote about the government's ill-fated attempt to control prices on vital goods at the Wall Street Journal. We spoke earlier this week. Italy has been hit hard by the coronavirus and COVID-19. How, in general, do you rate the government response? How well do you rate, in general, the private sector response?
Well, the government was shocked, like anybody else, by the pandemic. Clearly, the response has been messy, and with the benefit of insight, several mistakes were made. Right at the beginning, for example, the government ordered to close schools. And government officials said very clearly, you know, if you have problems about, you know, finding some place to leave your kids, leave them with their grandparents. It was a major mistake. Right at the beginning, in some regions, COVID-19 patients, coming to hospitals in substantial numbers, they were sent to nursing homes. Another major mistake that happened all throughout the world, including in New York. So clearly, we had problems because we were facing something which was totally unknown, a new virus. At the very same time, Italy has a strongly left-of-center government. And so this particular mindset, the government ideology, added up to the problems. In many ways, you know, the Italian response to COVID-19 has been clearly government-led in a climate of suspicion vis-a-vis the private sector.
So now that, is it fair to say that cases are on the decline?
Yes, cases are on the decline. What is particularly important is that the number of people that need intensive care unit beds is declining sharply. It has declined sharply in the last 2 weeks everywhere in Italy, but particularly in Lombardy, which is the region where I live. Lombardy is a highly commercial, economically integrated region. So not surprisingly, because, you know, viruses travel like anything else, Lombardy was really, you know, the most relevant of the outbreaks, particularly an area near Bergamo, a beautiful city, but also an industrial powerhouse. Basically, half of the deaths in Italy happened in Lombardy. For the last 3 weeks, people in intensive care unit beds have been declining. Yes, now that the country is exiting lockdown, we may have, contagion on the rise again, but I hope in more modest numbers.
So the government has placed what, price controls on surgical masks and other equipment? Where have they placed these price controls? What's the rationale for having done so?
I think that the rationale is a photo opportunity, really. So not only the government has placed price control on the price of surgical masks for 50 euro cents plus taxes. But this price, the mandated price, is not really compatible with the cost of this item today. Surgical masks used to be very inexpensive things. In December or November last year, they costed, roughly speaking, 10 cents per unit. But clearly, the price escalated because you got global demand on the rise. Most of the producers are located in China. But also, people and hospitals and pharmacies needed them real quick. So they needed them to fly to Italy to have air transportation, which has increased the cost substantially. Basically, the government itself declared it is buying face masks at 38 cents wholesale, so net of transport and net of taxes. An Italian newspaper, Il Foglio, reported that actually the government itself bought masks at 70 cents per unit, so 20 cents more than the mandated price. And what happened clearly was that with this a price cap, you got a strong disincentive to entrepreneurial activity. You created a trouble to pharmacists who actually lots of times bought at a higher price, and therefore they're waiting for a subsidy to be given to them before they start selling. And you also created trouble to manufacturer that started producing face masks in Italy. I mean, not necessarily surgical face masks, but textile face masks, which are clearly more expensive, but they're damaged by these administered price on surgical face masks.
What does that mean for the average person who would like to protect themselves, protect their family, and you know, protect those around them from being asymptomatic spreaders of this illness?
Now, you know, contrary to basically stereotypes, Italians have been extremely disciplined in this situation. Clearly, of course, you got parties of young people staying up late and making noise in the street as soon as the lockdown was eased up. But this is still a rare occurrence. Most of Italians are very responsible and they're taking the situation very, very seriously. There is a great demand for face masks in some regions, including Lombardy. It is mandatory to have one if you want to get out and go to the grocery. Most shops are requiring you to have one on. Actually, all of them are requiring you to put one on if you want to enter. So it's really... now and for the time being, I hope that's not going to be the rule forever, but now and for the time being, it is really a necessary good for most people. But from this fact, you should not deduce that the idea of putting price control is a smart one. It clearly was not a smart one for bread in the past. It is not a smart one for face masks today. It's interesting that in Milan, we actually had a counterexample, an example of a different route that could be taken. When the COVID-19 problem exploded in Milan in early March, as I suppose happened in many other places, hand sanitizers disappeared almost instantly from the shelves of supermarkets and newspaper shops and whatever. Prices went up, and I got students of mine who sent me pictures of and links to eBay pages in which, you know, bottles of hand sanitizers were basically selling at a higher price than French Burgundy wine. But this surge in prices basically alerted other companies. And so pharmacists and distilleries started making sanitizers, and bottles reappeared on shelves in supermarkets and elsewhere at a higher price, but in a matter of days. Nowadays, prices are basically back at the price of these hand sanitizers before the crisis, just, you know, perhaps a bit higher than that. So clearly, you know, this, if you want to call it, free market response was messy, Clearly, lots of people were unhappy in the short run. There were people seeking government control on these products. But at the end of the day, the market reacted well, as you and I may have predicted. It is, I think, a pity that we're not allowed the market to do its job when it comes to face masks.
Alberto Mingardi is Director General of Istituto Brunelleschi in Italy. We spoke this week. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast wherever you please and follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.